In August of 2012, Rebecca O'Sullivan hosted a party in Wichita, Kansas. She had just a single glass of wine, but woke up with what felt like the worst hangover imaginable. She thought it was the flu, but soon found out she'd contracted West Nile virus, which can affect the brain.
I lost the ability to count. I couldn't do basic addition and subtraction. I just remember thinking, I'm going to collapse at work.
She had to leave her job in the aerospace industry, and her health got worse. A neurologist later discovered that the virus had caused meningoencephalitis. West Nile virus, which first appeared in the U.S. 20 years ago this summer, showed up this year in the Midwest before its typical season, not long after the floods hit.
You can see here this overview of all that water and then that sand through the trees.
In northwest Missouri, Lanny Franks drives his truck past fields that look like Everglade wetlands, even months after the heaviest rainfall.
Flooding just changes the entire scope of the area. Nothing's ever completely the same again after a flood.
But experts say this could become much more common. In the coming years, many parts of the Midwest are expected to see more flooding, and that could also lead to more mosquito-borne viruses, like West Nile. Corey Morin is a health researcher at the University of Washington.
Once that flooding kind of resides, you get lots of standing pools of water, then the mosquito populations can really thrive, and you see a real big increase in both the populations and in some cases a disease if there's a pathogen circulating in the area.
There's also the possibility of more drought, which could lead to more disease too. Increasing temperatures can also increase the mosquito populations, and that may already be happening. Since the 1980s, the mosquito season in the Midwest has increased by roughly 18 days. But critics say that Missouri and other areas in the Midwest aren't taking the right approach to handle the problem.
The key with addressing these particular illnesses is to be proactive.
Dr. Oscar Allen is an epidemiologist with the National Association of County and City Health Officials. In 2017, the organization polled health departments about how well they follow federal mosquito prevention guidelines. The group found that almost no local health departments in Missouri met the basic requirements. The same was true in Arkansas, Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Allen says that if cities and counties don't do more on mosquitoes, there's only so much a state can do to prevent these diseases from taking hold.
In true comprehensive response, it's a local activity that needs to have that strength and support in order for us to be successful in the long run.
Allen says some of these health departments have stepped up their game. Nebraska, for example, produces weekly reports on diseases and mosquitoes by county. But others, like in the Kansas City area, don't do this work. Jackson County, Missouri Health Department spokeswoman Kayla Parker explains that the reason is simple.
So we actually just don't have the local resources available to do a program like that.
State-level efforts in Missouri have been stretched thin, too. After West Nile first appeared, Missouri got about $500,000 of federal money a year for mosquitoes. Today, the funding is less than a third of that. Dr. Allen says that even if reports of a disease outbreak led to more funds for health departments, these agencies would be unprepared and unable to help people affected by it. West Nile season typically runs from mid-August through late September. It can be a nerve-wracking time for Rebecca O'Sullivan, whose health and outlook have slowly been improving.
The difference is I know that I'm going to be around tomorrow. It might be a little bit better. It could be worse, but it's going to be different, and I've got to live the best life that I can.
She worries that many neighbors and health officials aren't taking the risks of mosquitoes seriously. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Alex Smith.